As we continue our journey through the Bible, first, I just want to thank you for joining us on this journey. We appreciate you taking the time to listen to these devotionals. Today, we are at Deuteronomy chapter 22, verses 1 through 4. If you see your fellow Israelites, ox or sheep, straying, do not ignore it, but be sure to take it back to its owner. And if they do not live near you, or if you do not know who owns it, take it home with you and keep it until they come looking for it. Then give it back. Do the same if you find their donkey or cloak or anything else they've lost. Do not ignore it. If you see your fellow Israelites' donkey or ox fallen on the road, do not ignore it. Help the owner get it to its feet. Today's passage addresses the need for us to look out for one another. If a fellow Israelite saw a brother's ox or sheep straying, he was to take it back to its owner. If he didn't know who the owner was, he was to care for it until the owner came. If a donkey or ox had fallen, the Israelite was to help the owner get the animal back on its feet. These are simple and straightforward instructions based on the theology of community. The Christian life is not to be lived alone. God created us for community. Solomon said, "Two are better than one because they have a good return for their labor. If either of them falls down, one can help the other up. But pity anyone who falls and has no one to help them up." We need each other on this journey, don't we? Traveling alone is not only lonely, it's also dangerous. There'll be times when we'll need to help someone pack for a move, or mow a lawn for someone who's sick, or do grocery shopping for a shut-in, or provide some words of encouragement for someone going through a tough stretch. And there may be things on the journey that will cause us to trip and fall. Pity anyone who falls and has no one to help him or her up. Father, thank you for community. Help us to never think we're better off alone. Help us find the right people to go with us on this journey. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.